in terms of investments? What about the longer term, your retirement? What are you doing there? Are you doing enough? You may have a great plan, but are you planning for long enough in retirement? It used to be people get Social Security 67 years ago. They lived a couple years if they were lucky, and that was it. That's the way the model was done. People live a lot longer now. Are you planning to live a lot longer so that you'll have that financial freedom? Well, there's a book out, Blueprint to Wealth, Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week. There is a plan and a regimen to this. Gary Stone's got it. He's joining us from Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne. And that's in Victoria, Australia, where it's late night right now. So I'll say good evening, Gary.
And I'll say good morning to you, Dave. Nice to be on.
Thanks very much. So look, there's the setup. People may be doing okay. They're planning, but if they're not looking at the right number of years, they could be selling themselves short, is what you say?
Well, absolutely. What you've just mentioned there has actually got a name. It's called the retirement gap. And that's the gap between when people's money, retirement money, the retirement nest eggs are running out, and when they eventually depart this earth. That's the retirement gap. And that's somewhere between 10 to 13 years is what it's worked out at by actuaries these days.
So that's significant. What and that's different than it used to be. Is it just because, you know, we're living longer out there, living better? But maybe, you know, if you don't plan for that longer and better, well, the longer may not change, but the better may have to put quotes around that.
Well, exactly. What I've tried to focus on is what I've called a comfortable and independent retirement. So that is to have, and that's what really the definition of financial freedom is, that you don't rely on somebody else for money. Now, there's obviously Social Security hanging around the background, and there's all sorts of discussion that going about whether, you know, when that's going to run out, if it ever does. But you know, it's certainly not going to get bigger. It's going to get smaller, Social Security. So we have to be mindful of investing wiser and in better ways to ensure that we have our retirement money last and are comfortable for as long as we possibly can be.
So you have a strategy about this, and I guess, well, is it, or is it better to say it's a regimen, a plan? What's the proper nomenclature here?
Well, what I've done in the book is I've actually shown two detailed strategies, and I've got a lot of detail and research, but I've obviously gone into the detail to try and educate people so they can actually learn a lot about it. But the first strategy is really minimizing fees over the long term and minimizing diversification of the money that you are putting away into your 401k or IRA or both. And so it's very simple. And the way to do that is so many people join a company, they tick a box, which is, you know, they've got a choice of maybe a few funds or a few strategies to choose from. And 80%, this is the stats coming out from very reliable research that comes from a company or an investment organization called ICI.org, investmentcompaniesinstitute.org in the United States. And about 80% of people are investing in balanced funds and target date funds. Target date funds, which people would have heard that spoken about on the internet, there's lots of information around it. It's really a subset of balanced funds. And when people tick that box in their 20s or 30s, and they're going to be contributing to their 401k or even if they set up IRAs over 20, 30, 40 years, they are forfeiting hundreds of thousands of dollars towards their nest egg because they are ticking the diversification or balance fund box.
So that's where you're kind of a contrarian there, because they always say diversification is where you hedge yourself against X, Y, or Z. Because you're diversified, you're in a safer position, and you say long term you may be setting yourself up for a fall. Is that right?
It's a classic unintended paradox. You know, the investment industry pushes out the propaganda that you need to diversify. Now, diversification across different asset classes like bonds and stocks and fixed interest and maybe real estate and other asset classes is a very valid risk management strategy, but not for longer than 10 years. Certainly for up to 7 to 10 years, valid. But over 10 years, and people are now investing for retirement in their 20s, potentially for 45 years, to be diversified for 45 years or 35 years, even 20 years, 15 years, is not the right strategy. What people should be doing is embracing the very thing that diversification is trying to avoid, and that is the volatility of the stock market. Over periods of 10 years or longer, it's a very, very, very high probability that this index of the stock market, just the S&P 500 or there's others that I talk about in the book, like the S&P 400, is going to outperform every balanced fund that there is available to choose from.
Gary Stone is our guest here. He's an author here. He's written the book Blueprint to Wealth, Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week. Before we let you go, what do you tell people who are of a certain age and now they're trying to play catch-up with their investment? Does the plan work the same way if you're trying to catch up and you don't have as many work years left?
That's a great question. Although we've never spoken before, people might think this is scripted. But
it's not.
The second investment plan that I talk about in the book is for people that are nearing retirement, so 50 plus, maybe 55 and onwards, where there's a kind of risk called sequence of returns risk. And that basically says that if the stock market has a crash close to or during retirement, it has a far bigger effect on you than if the stock market had a crash when you're in your 20s or 30s and you're investing in the stock market.
Right.
And that's because, on average, with dividends reinvested, the stock market recovers all of its losses in an average of about 4.5 years. So when you start getting into that bracket where you're close to retirement, you want to start using other strategies. And the risk management strategy that I talk about in the book then is timing the index. So all we're focusing on here is the index of the stock market and using that, the diversification across multiple stocks, and you start timing that one single entity, the index. And it's called an exchange-traded fund, an index ETF.
Gary Stone, he founded the Share Wealth System more than 20 years ago. Now he's written the book, The Blueprint to Wealth, Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week, Amazon.com. You can go there, find out more about the book, get the book. We appreciate you joining us from Melbourne, Australia, where it's a delightful late summer evening here on a winter morning in mid-Michigan. Gary, thanks for being here very much.
It's only a pleasure to be with you, Dave.